Blog Talk Radio.
Attention everyone,
Please be advised, the following program contains mature subject matter. The views and opinions expressed in our shows do not represent the views or opinions of the network, hosts, or affiliates. If you're easily offended, good. The show covers all pop culture from movies, TV, sci-fi, fantasy, books, cosplay, conventions, paranormal, social experiments, and conspiracy theories. Therefore, we are not responsible how you interpret the show, nor for that strange glowing box in storage locker number 13. You've been warned. The show is rated R. It is for entertainment purposes only.
Turn it on. So you think you've solved in 14 days what they couldn't solve in 2 years?
An Einstein-Rosen bridge is a theoretical connection between two different points of space.
A wormhole.
Bartleby and Loki, whether they know it or not, are exploiting that belief. And if they're successful, you, me, all of this ends in a heartbeat.
You'll feel better when you sleep.
But screaming. A good many dramatic situations begin with screaming.
Though we have fallen into man's myths and legends, it was Asgard and its warrior that brought peace to the universe.
Both gates must have functioned as a doorway between our worlds.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Guys, I'm bringing the party to you.
Tough way to live.
It's a good way not to die, though.
I've been authorized by Director Fury to use any means necessary to keep you on premises. If you attempt to leave,
right,
or play any games, I will tase you and watch Super Nanny while you drool into the carpet.
You're all puppets. Tangled in strings. There are no strings on me.
Thank you for your cooperation.
Welcome, folks, to a Twisted Myth radio show live, coming to you on March 10th, Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. We welcome everyone to the show, and we're doing a strange thing for the first time. We are listing our call-in number. If anyone wants to call in, any guests, number is 1-657-3-1819. That is the live call-in number for tonight. We have an interesting little show for you. Hopefully you guys will enjoy it. Geeks, nerds, and gaming. Oh my. Now, before we jump into the thing, let me just tell you guys, our website is atwistedmyth.com. That's the portal that takes you to the website, which is, of course, is a free site. That's going to be undergoing major changes soon. I'm going to be running some contests, some user-generated contests, giving away some free merchandise, and generally getting things going. I'm also going to be putting up a fundraiser. That's right, folks. Anyone who would like to donate, there's going to be a link going up on my website. I'm trying to raise money or not. I'm in dire straits with my car, which is going down the tubes. And if I don't replace it very soon with a cheaper, better car, I'm going to be out of a job, which means I'll be out of a house, which means I'll be homeless. And we don't want that. So that's something we're going to be hopefully trying to get done at some point very soon. But in the meantime, folks, we are having issues with our chat room, which is not surprising. That usually happens. And I am not at all not surprised. All right, gaming and nerds. So to put it bluntly, for those of you who don't know, okay, geek is a slang term. Give you some background first. Describes an eccentric or non-mainstream people, an expert or enthusiast, or a person obsessed with a hobby or intellectual pursuit. A peculiar person, one who is perceived to be overly intellectual, unfashionable, or socially awkward. And if you look at geek, general term, is a person who's overly intellectual, obsessive, or lacking social skills. They spend inordinate amounts of time on unpopular, obscure, or non-mainstream activities. Now, as far as gaming, to slide into that, MMO, which is a massively multiplayer online game, it supports a large number of people playing simultaneously in the same world. All right? Now, you guys will understand this in a minute. A role-playing game, people assume the host of fictional characters. They assume those roles. You ever have that feeling you want to be somebody else? Well, with those type of games, you get to be that. You get to be somebody else. Now, what does this have to do with the price of beans? Well, very simply, folks. In this day and age, 2016, a lot of the baby boomers are gone. A lot of people coming up now have no idea what a nerd is. They don't know anything about what it's like to really play a good game. They really don't understand. And there's a lot of people that do understand, but they really don't. Well, they claim they do, but they don't. Yes, that doesn't make sense to a lot of people. That's understandable. But the fact, folks, is that the fact is this day and age, gaming has progressed. You have competitions now. You could go to school to learn how to do, how to game. Now, we growing up, I was socially awkward. I grew up in a time when basically, if you weren't good looking, you didn't have friends. So I played games. I'll admit it. I was alone when I played games. I ate lunch by myself in school. Didn't bother with too many people. And that's just the general way things went. For me, anyway. Playing a lot of games, I developed very good hand-eye coordination, which made me kind of become an expert in a lot of games. Now, there are a lot of people out there who do play games, and it's the new breed of people. It's the Call of Duty players. That's why I like to call them, the Call of Duty players. The people who, they, for one reason or another, they don't understand what playing a game is about. Yes, it's about winning, but it's not about chastising your neighbor. It's not about... It's all right. Let's see if I can put it this way. It's all about how you play the game. Playing a game isn't anything where you sit there and you jump down people's throat. And if you do something, if something is done that you don't like, you have to sit in the chastising the player for it. Everyone has their own play style. Now, geeks and nerds, which I'll admit I am, is a dying breed in the USA. Now, the reason I said for gaming is because now there's a lot of competitions. Dota 2, League of Legends, you have people going play against player, competing for high amounts of money. And these are people who grew up and they did nothing but play games. They had no social life. They were awkward. And these people made a life for themselves, so to speak. Okay? They, I thought that they made a life for themselves, but what they did was they taught themselves how to become the best at that game. Don't we always do that? Don't we always try to do something and become the best at what we can do, whether it's a job, whether it's a hobby, whether it's a painting? I mean, don't we actually sit there and try our best to do everything? You know, to make ourselves better? no matter what it is. We all do that. Now, let me check as I'm reading this and talking to you guys. I am checking. Okay, there are no callers. Again, the call, if you want to call in, 1-657-383-1819 is the phone number. Now, if you can't, go over to our website at twistedmyth.com, click the contact us, and shoot us over an email. And we'll read it on our next show. Next show, we might be changing the time a little bit. Trying to get the word out there of our show, guys. Now, geeks and nerds, as I said, people who are socially awkward, you wouldn't think this would apply to women. But believe it or not, there are a group of women out there who actually play games. It's not as rare as you think. Girls play games. Girls play MMOs. Problem is, you have a select group of people, whether it's certain geeks and nerds or just regular kids, that will harass the girls. And that's why a lot of girls that do play games play male characters, so they're not harassed. It's not a dating game. You don't go and play a game with women so you can hit on them. If the girl's interested in you and reveals herself, that's one thing. We've become a very odd society. And gaming and nerdism have kind of joined forces in that respect, which is kind of odd, to say the least. I mean, one doesn't expect this to always happen, but you kind of get the idea that it's going to. Does that make sense? Now, a lot of people say, you're not a geek, you're not a nerd. But me, personally, I love computers. I love computer gaming. I also love books, fantasy, sci-fi. I love all that stuff. Am I an expert at it? No. Do I consider myself a geek and a nerd? Yes, I do. I'm also a fan of horror movies. Those of you know, a very good friend of mine, Mr. Joe Flynn, and his beautiful co-host, Priscilla, do a wonderful show in San Jose on Creativity. And Joe also broadcasts here on Flancy and Friends. Joe puts on a great horror show. Now, Joe specializes in horror. I also specialize in horror, in movies, and conventions. Does that make me a nerd and a geek? Yeah, sure, why not? Does it offend me? No, it doesn't. But other people out there don't see things as black and white. They look down on you if you're a gamer. They look down on you if you're a geek or a nerd. Because many years ago, that was a cool thing. Very cool to be the bully. And why not? These were kids that had no out. They had no friends. They were socially awkward. Who's going to help them? Who's going to listen to them? And so these kids would go home at night and play multiplayer Call of Duty, let's say, and get good at killing people. They think of that bully. That's what people don't understand either. It gives a lot of people an out. Maybe it's someone who gets bullied at work or at school. Of course, you're not going to actually go out and kill the person. You might like to, but you're not going to. Games give you that out. Games give you the reason to go into a game and kill a bunch of zombies to get out your frustration. And back in the real world, you go about your day and hope whatever sets you off just keeps going. Now, also with nerdism and everything else in this day and age, we've also experienced, like I said, a lot of competitions have come across, which is good because you have people who, how should I say this, you have a growing number of people who compete for money, have excellent hand-eye coordination, but you also have different types of players. You're having a lot of players that will compete, and they're the type very, very annoyed. Like, if they're normally chasing people and killing people, and you're either running away or doing something different than what's normal, they'll curse you out, they'll call you chicken. You know, they'll do lots of different things, which is understandable, but in the same respect, these people who are playing the game have the hand-eye coordination that's needed to be better. Okay? These are people who took whatever they were doing, got better at it. I've seen people play games where they played an attacker, a tank, and people chased after that, came at them, and these people would either, sometimes they would charge straight in, sometimes they'd run away, circle around. They'd think about what they were doing, and you don't see a lot of people doing that. A lot of people just, oh, it's just a game. A lot of people, especially to a lot of gamers, it's not just a game. It's something more. It's something bigger. And a lot of people don't understand that. A lot of people don't realize that. That it is more than just a game. And the sad part is, these people want to experience something new. They want to learn better. And folks, it's like this and everything. Now, saying you're a geek and a nerd because you're into computers and it's also a hobby. You could be a car geek. Okay, let's say you know everything to know about your car or certain cars. You could be a car geek. Nothing wrong with that. Or a car nerd. There's the people like that. There's people that play certain games and, like card games, I mean. Sorry to specify that. Like card games, whether it's Pokemon, I'm talking about that Magic, whatever. And they've gotten really good at that. They understand that. That's the new breed. Nowadays, people aren't too familiar with a lot of that. Now, folks, are winding down. I'm going to stop it. This is 10 minutes left of the show. What I'm going to do is I'm leaving the guest caller number again, 1-657-383-1819. Our website is atwistedmyth.com. Our email address is atwistedmyth@gmail.com. By the way, you can get the email address from our website and from our profile page here on Blog Talk. Now, we have been doing a special thing for you guys, so everyone is aware that's listening. We've been airing the show on Blog Talk Radio. We've been rebroadcasting it the following day or two on Spreaker, Sprout, a lot of different social networks. We've been putting it out there. We are trying to spread the word and get the show a lot bigger. We've been promoting on Twitter, we've been promoting on Facebook, as well as here on Blog Talk. And you guys, as I said once before, are integral to this. We're trying to fashion a show around you. Now, coming up, if I lose my job, we're going to see about doing some contests. There's going to be some contests that are going to be where you get a picture of yourself and your name on a website for a month or for a few months. Everything from that, everything to maybe you get to ask three questions to a celebrity that we might have on. Lots of different things. And then as we start progressing and get bigger, and once the sponsors start rolling in, we'll have different gifts to give out. And we're going to be doing the interviews again soon. The summer's coming up. We tend to go on hiatus during the winter months. And usually start broadcasting during summertime, spring and summer, the nicer weather, and fall. And this gives us time to prepare shows. We are actually preparing a couple new intros, a couple new exits. We're also going to see about branching the show off to an hour show, 30 minutes on Blog Talk Radio, and when it winds down to the last few minutes left, we're going to see about switching over to Spreaker and doing like the after party there for a half an hour. So that's why we want to get you guys involved and listening. We want you guys to spread the word. We broadcast shows on tweets on Twitter. We broadcast it on Facebook. Spread the news. Let's get the listeners up there. We have a Facebook page. I'm trying my best to push everything. In my personal life, I've been undergoing a lot of stress and a little bit of health issues. And we got to make this happen, folks. At one point, I had a few thousand listeners, and everyone has vanished when Blog Talk had a little issue. We want to get those numbers back. We want to get people involved in the show. We're going to be reading emails on the show. Now, believe it or not, I got an email a couple weeks ago from Emily. That's all she said. Her name was Emily. Emily, I don't know if you're listening. I don't know which show you've listened to. But Emily emailed us and asked us when we're returning to horror, what kind of guests can we look forward to in the future? Well, Emily, I can tell you this. We are going to be having the lovely Miss Debbie Rochon back, who is a B-movie queen, has been in a lot of horror movies, and we're going to be trying to get more horror aficionados in. We are going to be trying to also bring the superb horror host, Joe Flynn, in maybe once a week or once a month or something, have him in to talk about what's happening in horror news. And this way, you guys could check out the Joe Flynn Show and Francie and Friends and get your other fix of horror on the days that we're not broadcasting. And I have to say, my friend Joe, good man, he's very in tune with the horror community. Then, of course, about 3 weeks before that, I got an email from a Mike S., in Canada, I believe it is. He wanted to know what happened with the paranormal that we used to do. Well, our good friend Feral Wolf was doing the paranormal. He had to leave his co-host because of real life. And Feral Wolf is a good friend. He still tunes in when he can. And if I have any kind of paranormal questions, I toss them out to him. And when he can get back to me, he gets back to me, and we go from there. But we are going to be, jumping into a switch on that soon. Everything is all, you folks got to remember, we're broadcasting a little bit more often. We're trying to get you guys back into the show. Without feedback, it's kind of difficult. And it's very difficult as well as to get guests to come on the show when there's very few people listening. We are looking at getting sponsors, but to get the sponsors, we have to get more listeners. To get more listeners, we need the sponsors. So it's kind of a 2020 thing. Now, also, if you guys have been following our Facebook, the Twisted Myth on Facebook, we posted, it's been about a month now, our friend Jordan, who wants to come up and surprise her sister, who she hasn't seen in about 4 years, wants to come to New York to surprise her. She is doing a fundraiser herself to raise a couple hundred dollars for airfare to come up to visit her sister to surprise her. If you guys want to go and contribute to that, you can find it on my wall, the link for that. The link will also be going up, like I said. I'm doing a fundraiser because I need to come up with some type of money to get a decent car. I need at least $3,000 to put down to lease a new car because my car is in such bad shape. I just spent $4,000 on it in November, and it's going again, and there's no money to fix it. And if that car goes down, I'm out of work. My job is gone. And shortly after that, I become homeless. And eating out of garbage cans, which hopefully won't happen. But so that fundraiser is going to be going up as well. I mean, to bring you guys down. All right. I want to promote the show, guys. We got to promote the show. I'm asking if everyone that listens to the show posts the link to the show and our website on their Facebook wall and tweets it, and everyone that sees it does it, we'll get a lot of people noticing us. We're going to be doing different things. I'm going to start outlining a special spot on our website for this. I'm also going to be updating our blog, which is going to get a major revamp. I'm going to start getting a little active more in that, trying to pull in new people. But folks, we need you. Now, once we start broadcasting, the guest call-in is still on the air, 656-383-1819. I believe you can leave a message there. I don't know exactly how that works when we're off air, but you might be able to leave us a message, hopefully. Not exactly sure how it's going to help, but it might be helpful, I don't know. Tonight's show, Geeks and Nerds and Gaming, is brought to you by World of Warcraft, where everyone's a geek and a nerd. Brought to you by EverQuest, the game that's been around for so long, even the original creators aren't there. Now, folks, as we wind down, we're going to be issuing the next show sometime end of March, beginning of April. I'm going to try to do it earlier on a weekend morning, if you can imagine that. And maybe that'll help some of you guys with listening. We're trying to get an idea of what's best for you, the listeners. And folks, visit the website. It's whistlemyth.com. Spread the word. We need your help to make this show what it once was, to get back to basics. We will be doing after shows, after parties. We have a lot of guests that we're waiting to get responses from to come on the show. And, wow, that's it. We are done, folks. We are out of here. Now, we're not live. However, we are still being recorded, I believe. And, yes, that's the end of it.